so
you're so
shy.
cute. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm 18. I started gymnastics at the age of what? I've only been doing gymnastics for 8 years, so I started the gymnastics at the age of 10. My parents were avoiding me putting me in the sport, which was, I think it's crazy, right? Because yeah, I started doing cartwheels around the house around like the age of two. But my cousin was also a gymnast. She went to Temple. And her parents were telling my parents, "Don't put in gymnastics, it's too expensive. It's gonna take the majority of your time, blah, 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 blah." I mean, they were right. Yeah, they were right. So my parents were just like, "Okay, no, we're just not gonna be doing this." So they put me in ballet. That wasn't my forte. I didn't really like ballet that
No,
much.
she did ballet, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
It was fun, but it was like really kind of like not exciting.
Yeah.
And I would always like do cartwheels around the house. So I was like, can I do like flips instead,
So my parents put me in cheerleading instead. They were like, okay, she can still flip and like dance and things like that. Because I actually, when I was younger, I would literally put Beyonce on my iPad, go in the hallway and make up these little dance routines all the time. So they knew that I loved to dance and do flips and stuff. So they were just like, okay, instead of gymnastics, instead of dance, let's go in cheerleading. Oh, I love cheerleading. I thought it was like the best thing ever. Plus, I was like the tiniest one, so I was always the flyer, which I thought was so cool. But there was this one day, this is what put the cherry on top for them to put me in gymnastics. I was at Port Discovery, and basically, it's like this huge, I don't know how to explain it, it's been some years, but it's like this huge, like, building full of like activities, like jungle gyms, like crazy things like that. And I was like a cool bridge thingy, and I was doing flips on there, even though I probably shouldn't have. But there was this other little girl doing flips as well, and it seemed like a little competition thing. So when I would do a flip, she would do a flip. And after her, I was like, this is my
Right.
So, I got a little competitive and I was like, what is one thing that this girl probably cannot do? And I was just like, a backflip. So put my little hands up, look behind me like this. I was like, you look at this, you see this? Boom, chucked it and I made it.
Oh,
And my parents
wow.
were like, no. So like when I made it, my dad was just like, oh yeah, she made. And the little girl, she gave up. She couldn't compete with me.
The whole back and oh, how cool. Cool. Chloe definitely loves the flip and she's always flipping all over the place. So I could definitely relate to that for sure. But I would like to say that you really inspire her. And when she first saw you, the first thing she said is she was like, oh my God, mom, she gets to wear her curls. She's like, do you see her hair? And I was like, yeah, so beautiful. And then, so, to have now the second HBCU gymnastics program, it's just, I think it's just so amazing. And she gets to see things that she doesn't necessarily see when she practices. So she was just like, oh my, she was in awe. She was like, oh my God. And then she saw your dance routine and she was like practicing and doing all the things. So I was like, okay. So she was like, I
You're over there like,
want
clever mom.
to meet her. She's super shy. I can't even believe it now.
I see the curl pattern. I love your hair.
Thank you.
And she
Welcome.
wears a little bun. So you had some questions. You can ask your questions.
What inspired you to become a gymnast?
I think it's just, well, gymnastics is just challenging in itself. Like, not everyone can do it. Plus, that's seriously like the talent I've had since being, like I told you, like two. So, plus, there was also some other people in my family who actually wanted to become a gymnast. Like my mom did, but she didn't get the chance to. So I think it's cool that I'm able to do gymnastics and be a collegiate gymnast as well. So I think it's also very like cool and inspiring now that I'm at HBCU. Because you never heard of an HBCU having a gymnastics team. I always thought I was going to be going to a D1. But God had a plan and gave me this opportunity. I'm blessed and I'm honored. So,
What would you say is one of your proudest moments as a gymnast?
That's a good question. I think in gymnastics that you're always going to have injuries. And, you know, also being like a late starter, there's going to be times that you're going to want to give up. And you just really have to just stay positive and remember the good moments in gymnastics. And even just through all of that and just injuries and just having been able to sit out and look at other girls keep going, I think that I'm proud of myself for not giving up and keep going and pursuing my dream and my goals. I would definitely have to say that. And definitely for like my freshman year of the accomplishments that I've made myself and like my team as well, I think that's also great. So
yeah, absolutely. Don't you think so? That's pretty awesome, right?
Wait, what age did you start gymnastics, Chloe?
Four.
I think it's not four.
What's your favorite event?
Even floorball.
Really?
That's
my favorite.
And she's like the tiniest on the team. So you always see like all the other girls and there's like, where's Chloe? And she's like the little itty bitty girl.
I was one of those girls. I'm still short to this day. I'm still like in the, when we are like lining up for competitions, I'm literally one of the shortest ones in the line. Like I'm like the,
It doesn't appear that way on TV. So that's so funny. But yeah, she's definitely the tiniest. Yeah. So how would you say you are able to balance academia, schoolwork, and training? Because I know you have to put in a lot of hours. How are you able to balance the two?
It was hard, you know, because in high school I was homeschooled because of gymnastics, because I would have to train hours. So we had no choice but to homeschool because I was going through elite track and things like that. So going from being homeschooled to college and being back in public school, and they have all these professors and then work and then you have actual practice and lift, it was a lot. Plus we also had study hall hours, so being able to balance all of that, I think you just really have to communicate with your professors, you know, like when you're even going out of town and you'd be like, hey, I'm going out of town, I have a competition, because you don't want to get back in the mind. That would just be like the worst. You just really have to take time to really like study. You really have to stay focused and just dedicated, because if not, then everything can just be chaotic. So definitely for your freshman year. Freshman year is tough. I mean, some people, everyone will say that. But after a while, you get like the gist of it. You know what you have to do to get the hang of everything. But definitely having a calendar and just be like, okay, this is what I need to do this day for that day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But I think I did pretty good for my first year. I was able to get the hang of things. I mean, sometimes I even had to communicate with my coach, like, look, because she would even give us, what do you call it, like study days. Like, hey, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I have a test that I need to, you know, study for. It's like 5 minutes or whatever. And she would give us that day off to make sure that we get everything together so we can pass that class. Because, you know, studies come first. So
yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. How many hours do you put in a week?
For, you mean like gymnastics or?
Yeah.
I don't know how to really put the math together, but I do know that I want to say we practice 5 days a week and practice like three and a half hours. So we would practice from 6:30 to 9:30. So yeah, 3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of the same as me.
Yeah, so Chloe's 4 days a week for 3 hours.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And we often wondered if it would come to like having to homeschool her, you know, just like how, you know, how to balance and everything. So we found that some parents actually do homeschool, and then there are parents that actually, you know, allow their kids to go to school.
So mine was an online program. Like my parents actually like homeschool me. So yeah, they did. I think they try to like homeschool like my brother. But the parents also have to be like dedicated, like on schedule as well. So it doesn't, it's not just like the kid itself, is also just like the parent. So they just thought the best option for me was just to put me online school. So yeah, it worked out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Are there any gymnasts that inspired you?
Gabby Douglas. Like, Gabby Douglas was one, like, growing up. Oh, wait, say it again. What'd you say?
I root for Gabby Douglas, too.
You do? Mm-hmm. Growing up, I would always... Have you ever seen her movie, like, on Netflix or anything? Yeah. Like, yeah. I love that movie. I always put it on repeat. I think it was also just the fact that she was accomplishing the things that she was accomplishing, and she was also someone that looked like me. I thought that was, like, dope. Yeah. She was my inspiration still to this day, now that she's getting back into gymnastics, doing her thing. Yeah, she's my inspiration. So, yeah.
No, go
ahead. How do you prepare for gymnastics?
Practice is definitely different. Cause, I mean, like, you are focused, but you're not, like, I don't want to say, like, nervous or just really, like, on edge sometimes, like, versus, like, a competition you would be, at least for me personally, sometimes. But a lot of times I will, like, listen to music a lot. I'll, like, put on, like, headphones and get myself in that zone and think about how I want to perform that routine on that event, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And some people, I've had some people say that I look mad or something, like, but it's just like my resting face.
Yeah.
People always say that to me too. They're like, Zoe, why are you mad? I'm like, I'm not mad. And then my friend, came in and she said, no, Chloe's not mad. That's just her resting face sometimes.
You know, some people get in, some people don't, unfortunately. But I think, like, in the very beginning, because this is where we're, when we're in the bus or, like, heading to the competition. Mm-hmm. And it's not even just me. Like, other girls would do that, too. Like, they would just get in their own zone, listen to their own music. But then once we get into, like, the school, we'll have, like, this little locker room. Then we'll play music on a speaker for everyone to hear. We'll even, like, pray before the competition. We'll even, like, have, like, a little party or just whatever to get all of us, like, in the mood. Mm-hmm. To just get us prepared for the competition so we can kill it out there. So,
yeah. Do you have any more questions?
What advice would you give young girls that aspire to become a gymnast?
That's a good question, though. That's a good question. I would have to say that to try gymnastics. I don't know. I feel like, you know, some girls who, like, flip around the house like me probably don't really know if they want to do, like, gymnastics or not. And I feel like that you should always just give it a try because you never know. It really could just be your calling. Like me, like, my parents tried to avoid it, but when they put me in it, they realized that was seriously just, like, my true talent. But I do also want to give advice out there for if you are a late starter. Kind of like what I said before, it's going to be tough. You're not going to know as much as, like, the other kids, or, like, including, say, if I was, like, a parent, you're not going to know, like, what to do as, like, the other parents do. So trying to, like, figure all that out can be tough. Mm-hmm. And you really just have to, like, stay positive, think of the good days, because there are going to be days you just want to give up and be like, I don't want to do this anymore. Because when I first started out, my mom put me in rec classes, and I was, like, too advanced because I was already, like, self-taught. I was, you know, fortunate to have, like, a trampoline in my backyard and just all that. And my parents were just like, okay, so what are we supposed to do for her to get competing and stuff, because I know there's, like, more to gymnastics, blah blah. And she found out about tryouts. I don't know how she figured it out, but she heard it there and did some Googling or whatnot, and I tried out for a team, and I started at level 4, age of 10. So it really just takes some, like, asking around, possibly for the people who actually do have some experience in gymnastics. But yeah, you just really just have to keep your head in the game. Try it out. Won't hurt. If it becomes your calling, that is great.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm blessed. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's next? What do you see yourself doing, you know, in the next 5 years or so? Any big plans?
Well, I want to become a veterinarian. Okay. I've always wanted to become a veterinarian. Yeah. So crazy story is, I've always just loved pets. the furry ones. Don't give me the reptiles. I don't do it.
Not the scaly ones, sorry.
No. It's one reason why I actually came to Talladega in the first place. From Talladega, I was able to get like a plan for them to where I'll be set after college, to where I'll get everything I need to get into veterinary school. So okay. I really want to look into internships, so possibly get some experience to become a veterinarian so I can make that goal happen. So yeah.
Okay. That's pretty awesome. My oldest, she wants to be a veterinarian. So we're looking at.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh my God. She can tell you anything you need to know about any animal. Anything she finds is amazing. Like, actually. Yeah. She loves animals too.
I look at like, you know, like veterinary shows and things like that. Try to learn from off of that. But I think that's cool. Are you interested in reptiles?
Reptiles? No. Because reptiles just gives me a weird feeling because they're always just like, they just seem so slimy and scaly, and it makes me itch sometimes. And she gave me that.
Yeah, we have a lot of newts and we have everything back here where we are. Rabbits and lizards and you name it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's nature, I guess.
It's a mom.
Yeah.
The mamas.
Well, like outside of gymnastics, what's like your favorite thing to do, Chloe?
Probably just like look everywhere and do whatever I want, because you know, of course coaches are always gonna say like, don't do blah 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 out of gymnastics and stuff. Guess what happens? Birthday parties, we go to a trampoline park and we started doing flips. Like there's this one girl one time, she said, who knew we could do all of this stuff when the coaches weren't here?
It's funny because I remember this one time I brought up the trampoline park to my coach. It was a bad idea. They were like, what, you went to a trampoline park, blah 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 blah. They don't like trampoline park. But like going there, like showing off all these flips that other people can't do, I think it's fun. It's like so fun. Even like in college, like my friends and I went to a trampoline park.
That's cool.
It was fun.
I always want to do that because you get to be free finally, really, and you can do like whatever you really want there, and there's like other people doing it too. I'm like, oh, we gotta win and stuff, because we always like to do competitions between the people, but they don't know that we're doing it. They're just doing whatever they're doing. But then we're like in our minds, we have to beat this person because we're like, it's like always fun to have a competition during like people when they don't know. So it's fun to do whatever we want to do on like trampolines, tumble track, whatever we want.
That's true. What's your favorite skill?
My favorite skill? Really, if it had to be like a really specific skill, it would probably be like long kip.
Yeah. I think it was so fun like learning those, because I don't know why, I feel like that's the biggest step you can ever make on bars, because every like little girl wants to make a kip, and then once you make that, then you start to get to learn bigger skills and get more consistent with that. So I think that's cool. I think that was like one of my favorite skills as well. But my favorite skills, Uchenko 1.5 on vault, I think those are fun. What skill would you like to learn?
I think I would really like to learn a kip cast and handstand, because I'm like so close when I get to do, like even get to try. All I had to do is just drag my heels a little more. Like I'm like right here. Okay. So Because then you could really, like, start your routine off of that. Because I feel like a kick to a handstand is, like, one of the main skills on bars, because you get to start off your routine, like, with an amazing start.
Yeah.
And I'm amazing at handstands. I can hold it for, like, a long time. So, it's, like, so cool to get. Because, like, handstands is, like, an almost every single event.
Yeah.
So I get to practice those a lot. So I feel like learning one to do on the bar would complete the whole adventure, because then you could start doing like crazy stuff on the bar. You could turn with one arm, or you could
free
do
hips.
Like, yeah.
Everything.
Do whatever.
But good luck to you. We can't wait to see you on the screen again and just doing your thing like you did before. So we're definitely rooting for you.
Thank you. Well, thanks for having me. It was so nice meeting you, Chloe. You're like the cutest thing ever. And good luck to you in your gymnastics career. I can't wait to watch you. Like, again, thank you for having me. You guys were so nice. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.